Sachet Kinyan Perek Gimel Mishnah Dal Chatzas Ve'ola Ustuma Umufureshet. There were two women that were both chayav to bring korbanim. One woman was chayav to bring two chatzos ha'ov and one olos ha'ov, while the other woman was mechuyah to bring two olos ha'ov and one chatzos ha'ov. Altogether, they were mechuyah to bring six ofos as korbanim. So they bought six ofos between them, and they took one of and set it aside as a chatzos for the woman who was chayav to bring two chatzos and one olos. And one of they took and set aside as an olos for the woman who was chayav to bring two olos and one chatzos. So now they have four ofos left, two kanim left. One kan they left stuma. They didn't specify which one would go for a chatzos and which one would go for an olos. While the other kan was mefureshet, they specified which bird would be a chatzos and which bird would be an olos. Just they did not specify for which woman the chatzos would go and for which woman the olos would go. Also, kula lamala, mechta kasher, umechta pasul. Now the Goyim went ahead and took all these birds, and he brought all the lamala above the chura sikra, which is the din of an ola. Half is kasher, and half is pasul. As half of these birds are chatos, and half are olos. There are three kanim over here. And three of them are chatos, and three of them are olos. Just one kind was stuma, they didn't specify. And one kind was mefurash, they already specified which is a chatos, which is an ola. And then there was a chatos and an ola that they specified for which woman it should go. So half are chatos and half are olos. So the coin brought all of them lamala, half are kasher, the olos are kasher, and half are pasul, the chatos are pasul. Kulan lamata. Mechta kasher, umechta pasul. If the coin brought all these birds lamata underneath the chura sikra, in this case also half are kasher and half are pasul. But in this case it's the chatos that are kasher, and the chatos are supposed to be done lamata, while the olos are pasul, since they're supposed to be done lamala. Chetzion lamala. The chetzion lamatan ain't kasher elastuma, behemet chalekes benin. If the coin brought half of them lamala above the chura sikra, and half lamata underneath the chura sikra, in such a case, the only birds that are kasher are the kan stuma, the two birds that they did not specify whether it would be a chatos or an ola. Those are kasher. And since when the coin took those two birds and one of them he brought lamala, that is automatically an ola. And since until the coin brought it, nobody said whether it's a chatos or an ola, so automatically when the coin did it lamala, it became an ola. So that's the din by an ola that is brought lamala. While when he brought the other one lamata, it automatically became a chatos. So those two are kasher, and it would be divided up between them. It said the kan was jointly owned by both women, and this kan stuma is the only one that's kasher, so therefore it's only right that one woman should take the chatos and one should take the ola, or vice versa, the other one would take the chatos and the other one would take the ola. Now that which we said the kan stuma is kasher, that's if we know for sure that the coin brought one of them lamala and one of them lamata. But if from the kan stuma itself it's possible that the coin brought both of them lamala or both of them lamata, then the kan stuma also would be possible. While the chatos and ola and the kan mefureshes are all possible. And since by the kan mefuresh and by the chatos v'ola, we specify which one was a chatos and which one was an ola. And we don't know whether the coin brought the ola lamala or the chatos lamata. As maybe the coin brought the chatos lamala and the ola lamata. And in such a case, both would be possible. We can't say that at the time the coin brings the one lamala, it becomes an ola since he brought a lamala. As by a kan mefureshes, we already specify which one of the chatos and which one was an ola. So therefore, those that we specify which one was a chatos and which one was an ola, they're pasul. Therefore, the chatos and the ola and the kan mefureshes are all pasul. The only one that's kasher is the kan stuma. Maseches Kinyanim Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey Chatos Nedarba B'Chayva Ein Kasher Ela Min Chatos She'B'Chov. We had this halach in the first part. A chatos ola that got mixed in with a tan chova, a tan that is brought as a chov. For example, a zavar, your lettuce, they have to bring a kan. Two birds, one for a chatos and one for an ola. And the chatos ola got mixed in with that kan, and that kan was a kan stuma. The woman was not mefarshit, she didn't specify which one would go for a chatos and which one would go for an ola. The din is that the amount of birds that can be brought as a korban by the kohen is only the amount of chatos there are in the kani chova. For example, if a chatos ola got mixed in with two kani chova, so there are five birds all together, the kohen can only bring two out of the five birds of the korban. He can bring two chatos out of these five birds. And there are two chatos in the kan chova, as each kan chova is one chatos and one ola. Now, even though after the chatos ola got mixed in with the two kan chova, there are three chatos, the two chatos and the kan chova plus the chatos ola that got mixed in with them, still the kohen can only bring two chatos. As if he would bring three chatos, we're afraid that maybe the three birds he took to bring his chatos all came from the kan chova. And the Kanei Chova only have two chatos, not three chatos. There are two chatos and two olot and two Kanei Chova. So therefore, he can only bring two chatos. And the Kohen cannot bring any olos at all. As if he would bring even one olot, we're afraid that the bird that he took to bring as an olot was actually the chatos olot that got mixed in with these two Kanei Chova. He can't bring a chatos as an olot. So therefore, only two out of these five birds can be brought to the Korban. The Kohen could bring two chatos out of these five birds and no olos. The rest of the birds would have to be put to death. Now, the Mishnah elaborates a little further on this halach. Chova shnayim b'chato. Mechto kasher u'mechto pasul. In such a case that a chatatov got mixed in with two kanei chova. But at the time the chatatov got mixed in with the two kanei chova, one bird had already been brought to the korban from the kanei chova. We're talking about where one ola was brought to the korban before the chatatov got mixed in. So now after the chatatov got mixed in, there are only four birds. As the Mishnah says, chova shnayim b'chatos, meaning to say that two-thirds of the kanei chova were a chatos, as one ola was brought. So therefore now, out of these two kanei chova, there are two chatos and one ola. And now a chatatov got mixed in, so there are three chatos and one ola, mechta kasher, u'mechta pasul. Half are kasher and half are pasul. Half of this taruvos, which are four birds, are kasher, as two chatos could be brought, and half are pasul, the other two would have to be put to death. And only two chatos can be brought over here. And since, if he would bring three chatos, it's possible that the third bird that he brings to the chatos did not come from the chatos, those got mixed in instead. It came from the one ola that's remaining, so therefore he can only bring two chatos, and he can't bring any olas at all, as if he would take a bird to bring it as an ola, maybe the bird that is taken did not come from the kanei chova, instead it came from the chatos that got mixed in, so he can't bring an ola at all. So out of the four birds remaining over here, half are kosher, two chatos could be brought, and half are pasul, the other two birds would be put to death. Uchata shnayim b'chova. Haminyin shebechova kosher. In such a case that a chatos got mixed in with two kanei chova, but one bird was already brought as a korban. We're talking about over here where the bird that was brought as a korban was a chatos. So when the chatos got mixed in, out of the four birds that he has, two of them are chatos. The one chatos that is remaining, plus the chatos that got mixed in. And there are two olos left from the kanei chova. The din is the minyan shebechova is kasher, meaning to say only one bird can now be brought, not two birds. The one chatos that is left from the kanei chova can be brought as a korban, and the other three birds have to be put to death. Because as we said, that a chatos that got mixed in with kanei chova, only the amount of chatos that there are in the kanei chova can be brought to the korban. And in this case, since one chatos was already brought before the chatos got mixed in with these birds, so now there's only one chatos left from the kanei chova, so that one bird can be brought to the chatos. The rest of the birds have to be put to death, as he cannot bring a second chatos. And maybe if he takes two birds to bring as a chatos, they both came from the kanei chova, not from the chatos that got mixed in, and there's only one chatos left from the kanei chova. So only one chatos can be brought as a korban, and no olos can be brought, as if he would take a bird to bring it as ola. Maybe it came from the chatos that got mixed in that cannot be brought as ola. So therefore, three out of the four birds in this case have to be put to death. V'chein olos in its arba b'chova. Ein kasher elaminyan olos shebechova. The same would be true if an olos got mixed in with kanei chova. The amount of birds that can be brought as a korban by the kohen are the amount of olos that there are in the kanei chova. So if an olos got mixed in with two kanei chova, two birds can be brought as olos, and the rest of the birds have to be put to death, as if the kohen would bring three olos from this taruvos. Maybe all three olos he brought from the two kanei chova, and there are only two olos from the kanei chova, so only two olos can be brought, and the rest of the birds have to be put to death. He can't bring any chatos at all, as if the kohen would bring a chatos. Maybe the bird that is taken to bring as a chatos is really the ola that got mixed in, and an ola can't be brought as a chatos. Chova shnayim ba'ola. Machto kasher u'machto pasul. If the ola gets mixed in with two kanei chova, and the ola that got mixed in with the kanei chova got mixed in only after one of the birds from the kanei chova had already been brought. In this case, we're talking about where the chatos was already brought from these kanei chova. So now there are three birds left in the kanei chova, two ola and one chatos. Now that the ola got mixed in, there are four birds altogether. Three of them are olos, and one is a chatos. The din is, out of these four birds, half are kasher and half are pasul. And since the din is that olos got mixed in with kanei chova, the amount of birds that are kasher to be brought to the korban are the amount of olos that there are in the kanei chova. And in this case, there are two olos in the kanei chova. Since one chatos was brought, there are two olos and one chatos left. So those two olos could be brought. So half are kasher and half are pasul. out of these four birds that are left, two can be brought, and two have to be put to death. Ola shnayim b'choiva. Haminin shebechoiva kosher. And the Ola Tov got mixed in with two kanei chova. But before the Ola Tov got mixed in with the two kanei chova, one bird had already been brought to the korban from the kanei chova. And in this case, the bird that was brought to the korban was an Ola. So now out of the kanei chova, there are three birds left, two chatas and one Ola. And now Ola Tov got mixed in, so there are four birds all together. There are two Olas now in this taruva. The din is that the amount of Olas that there are left in the kanei chova, that's the amount of Olas that can be brought to the korban. So in this case, since one Ola was already brought, there's one Ola left, so only one bird can be brought as a korban. The other three have to be put to death. Even though after the Ola Tov got mixed in, there are two Olas here, but only one Ola could be brought. As if he would bring two Olas, we're afraid that the two Olas that he's bringing both came from the kanei chova, and there's only one Ola left in the kanei chova, so only one Ola could be brought. The rest of the birds has to be put to death.